Well, we are out on the high street. We have cars around us. We have the taste of coffee on our lips, surrounded by tulips and...
pigeons.
Yes.
We're not fans, are we, of pigeons?
No, we would not want to be eating on this Dublé Park bench on a beautiful town square right now, because the pigeons would be all over us.
They really will. And there's two that are just like following each other around. I think they're ready for us to like open something that they can scavenge. There's a man over there attracting them to land on him. We just need to stay positive, Claire, and give them the vibes to do one, don't we?
Yeah, right. Well, this is going to be, as the title suggests, a kind of thought of strategies, of practical tips when you get back out on the high street. How do you handle all of the inevitable temptations that are displayed on windows, in restaurants, on shelves, on takeaway menus, and not completely sabotage yourself and your journey so far? That's what we're going to tackle. Have a bit of music whilst we sit back on our park bench.
To all the glamorous places, don't you?
I feel like we're going back to the early days of our podcast. Hello, by the way, I'm Claire, she's Anna. And when we first started this podcast, we used to do everything out and about, didn't we?
We weren't allowed anywhere else, were we?
No, but for the last year, we've obviously had to go back to doing Zoom, which is fine. It's got us through, and we've managed to still put out a podcast every single Monday. That was our promise that we made when we first started, and we've kept that promise. But it is nice to do it in person.
Oh, it's so nice to see you.
Yeah.
I think like seeing people outside of a little yellow box online is really quite refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah, to see that you've got legs.
I said that to all my members when we opened up, like, oh my God, you've got feet.
Well, and sometimes those feet can take us to places that we probably wish that we hadn't walked in.
Yes, very much so.
So just before we started this podcast, we went to a little coffee shop. We got a coffee each.
Yeah.
I got sugar-free caramel syrup.
I was so envious. I didn't fancy it when you ordered it. And then I sniffed yours and I was like, oh, I want one.
And I was feeling a bit peckish.
Yeah.
You came prepared.
I did.
You had, which we'll get into, you had a little snackage with you.
I did.
I had to purchase mine in the coffee shop. It's got like loads of vegan options. In fact, the whole menu's vegan.
It was incredible.
And I went pretty basic, if I'm honest.
You did well, though.
Yeah, but inside, my stomach is so hungry. Like, it's currently sat in a bag at the foot of my feet, because I daren't take it out and eat it whilst we record in case the pigeons come and eat it.
They heard you.
They did, didn't they? Yeah. So, I went for like a tofu rocket salad.
Look beautiful.
Couscous kind of number. What have you got?
I've got a supermarket bought, very low sin, onion bhaji rice bowl salad.
And you said it was 3.5 cents.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It looks full of colour. It's a circular box.
Yeah, it's so filling. And only £2.29.
Well, see.
What more could you want?
But eating out is an interesting one, isn't it? And I think that sometimes people can feel quite a lot of fear.
I think, yeah, if you're not prepared, you're not kind of got the information that you want or you need, you can feel like, oh, I don't know what to pick. I always felt like I had to have a strategy up my sleeve.
Or just like the fear of the word can't.
Yeah, and I think it's knowing what you can pick and what is food optimizable. And I always have a safe list in my head, the things I know I can go to that I know are going to protect me. Or like, that's run off the cuff, but I think that what we're going to probably look at today is some planned events, because we're all trying to get together, aren't we? And seeing people, and then also those kind of unexpected things, like you were hungry while you were out. You could have easily gone for a bagel or a panini, but you didn't. You picked something that you know is food optimized.
Yeah. I mean, it's too easy, isn't it? Where at the moment, a lot of us are like kind of quite excited that we're kind of like out backing people. We've been, you know, tucked away for so long. And for me, like, eating out was always like my treat.
You loved it. I loved it so much pre-child. loved eating out. But no, I went for, when everything opened up, I went for lunch with two friends, and we picked absolutely beautifully off the meal. And then the restaurant, as a welcome back, brought over, he said, here's some French fries. And it wasn't just a portion, it was a bowl to feed 6,000. Wow. And then gave us free cake at the end. And it's like, I wasn't planning for that. But I think that today, what we can help with is some kind of strategies, some good wholesome plans, and knowing not to panic.
I kind of think back to like that government scheme that was happening last summer, Eat Out to Help Out.
Oh my God.
And when you're on Slimmer World, you're like, help who?
Yeah, you're not helping my weight loss, that's for sure. Eat Out to gain weight.
And when I did that first year of this most recent journey, I was working on the road a lot.
Yeah, I remember.
And sometimes, like, my default was, rather than go to the coffee shop or the takeaway, just go to a little express supermarket.
Good call.
And buy little things that you can just...
Little pots.
Yeah, like a carpet picnic is what I used to call it on my hotel yeah. room floor.
I've had
but
many of them.
But sometimes you do want to go out and socialise with people. And I think like the fear can be that you just have one meal and that's it. You've blown all of your sins for the whole of that week. But I guess it's breaking it down into you've got 21 meals over the week.
Yeah, and I think it's really thinking about your strategy of food optimising. Remember, food optimising 100% is 5 to 15 sins a day. You can go out and eat out and stay within that. You can equally throw caution to the wind and remember that a weight gain comes from just eating an extra 3,500 calories. And we know that a Chinese meal of sweet and sour chicken, egg fried rice and two spring rolls is nearly 2,500 calories. So it's about making that choice about how you want to lose weight and what you want to do, and knowing that actually one meal could blow your week apart if it wasn't a great choice. Mm. But equally, one meal could really satisfy both needs, couldn't it?
Yeah. See, let me just set the scene of where we are.
So you probably should.
We are right in the middle of this square. Oh.
Good timing.
Here we go.
Clonk.
2 o'clock. Just two little dings.
Is that
good
we get now?
Here two hours earlier, otherwise we'd have had a bit of a pause. We've got cars, we've got buses driving around us. I can see like a frozen food kind of small supermarket there. We've got a coffee shop with really nice cakes over there. A very famous sausage roll type company across the road. It's a big chain. You may be familiar.
Never.
With it. Very pretty cheap.
Yeah.
We've got another coffee shop, which is a high street chain on the corner just here. We've got an Italian restaurant. We've got a bar and kitchen. I know it does like kind of tapas type food
nice.
There. There is a Chinese buffet type place on the
like
corner.
An all you can eat.
So I kind of thought this was a good place for us to sit because, you know, a lot of us, our eyes are like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Where can I go? Where can I go? And if I'm honest, like initially when I started doing Slimmer World, I just felt like when people would invite me out, I would just be like, no, I can't. No, I can't.
Oh, really?
And I didn't want to because I kind of held that corset really tight. So, yeah, I'm really intrigued to kind of hear like how you as a consultant and me as a mere member, like, give me some tips, because I feel like for me, this is where I fall down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whereas I would say this is one of my strongest points.
Really?
Yeah, but I've had 20 years in the making.
Okay, share.
So, my first tip would be thinking about your starting point. How much weight do I want to lose? And I'm food optimizing 100%. Therefore, I've got unlimited free food, my weight of measured healthy extras, and my 5 to 15 sins.
So you just know where you're at when you're starting.
Yeah, and remember, you can be savvy, you can be clever with these things, of the use of the healthy extras and the free food. And if you think about free food, you won't be disappointed. It's when we think about, well, actually, I want that burger at 7,846 sins and I can't have it. Well, you can choose to have it or you can choose not to have it. So my first tip would be thinking about how much weight you want to lose and therefore how you're going to food optimize this, because I'm going into this with the view of I'm going to try and food optimize, okay? Mm. And I'm going to try and stick to my plan so that I can lose my weight. So I would always, if I know I'm going out, this is, if something's planned, check in the sins out before I go, because that is knowledge and power, isn't it? You know, knowing that actually there will be things, if you went to an Indian restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, an Italian restaurant, that you could food optimize beautifully. Like, we know an Indian restaurant, a lentil dal, 5.5 sins a portion. Mm. A boiled rice is free. But we equally know that if you went for something like a biryani, that could cost you over 20 sins.
Yeah.
So knowing the sins before you have something, and remembering you've got so many facilities to do that. Another tip would be to look at the menu before you go, because we've all had it, haven't we? Do you ever get it? Food envy? Menu order envy? You know, someone goes before you, you've got in your head, I'm having steak, new potatoes, some green beans or some broccoli. The next thing you know, you hear your mate saying chips, and then before you know it, you are absolutely down a rabbit hole and you have ordered the chips and they are a massive portion and you're 20 sins in. So really kind of knowing the menu, knowing where you can food optimize the free food, because remember, free food is free food as long as it's not had any fat or cream or had anything done to it. But when your green beans come smothered in butter, they turn to sins, don't they? So really perusing the menu, finding something that you can food optimize, but you also look forward to. Because, you know, it really makes me sad when people say, oh, I'm only going for the salad. There will be options on that menu that you could absolutely go for. But sometimes it's about deconstructing the menu. I am... Phil dies. Well, he did before lockdown happened. When I go into a restaurant and I'd be like, can I have X, Y, Z done like this? Don't be scared to ask for something. If you see chicken on the menu, it means they've got chicken. How can they cook that chicken for you?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask how it's cooked. Don't be afraid to ask if they've got a side of potatoes that you could have. If they have got, you know, vegan options, ask how they're cooked. Veggie options, ask how they're cooked. Don't be afraid. Knowledge is power.
See, I remember, like, former members of our group, she would call ahead.
Yes.
And tell them, look, this is my situation. And she would even take her low-cal cooking spray for them to use.
She really would. She was brilliant. And she still does it, like, now with a takeaway, so that she knows she's in control, because actually her weight loss is really more important. Also, another thing, like, we're really hungry today because we maybe haven't... I mean, I didn't have any breakfast, silly old me. But actually, if you can make sure you don't hit that restaurant starving hungry...
I mean, that's like, don't go food shopping hungry.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we all know what happens when you spend 300 quid, you've got nothing for dinner, but you've eaten a white baguette, haven't
you?
So making sure you're full, making sure that you are not hitting that in almost like a crazed state. Do you know what I mean? Like, what can I get? And you order a starter, you order the bread basket, you order a warm drink, whatever. So going so that you're not starving is really, really key. Also, like I said before, asking for changes. So a little change from potatoes in butter could save you 6-10 sins. So just asking for the potatoes without the butter. Also really thinking, and this is more for kind of maybe takeaways, an average takeaway portion is about 550 grams. That's what we have the sins for. But when did you last measure your takeout? Now, I was doing this with my members a few weeks ago, and one of them measured the chips. And a portion of chippy chips is 14 sins for an average portion. Well, theirs was double the size of the average portion.
Wow.
So 28 sins, but they would have counted 14 if they hadn't measured.
Yeah.
So actually, are you...
I have never heard of people weighing a takeaway.
Oh, do you know what? I do.
I think I just eat it out of guilt, and then if it's not there, I can't see it and it didn't happen.
But imagine if it was under it.
Yeah.
You could, do you know what I mean? But imagine if it was over it and you go, but it was only one takeaway. Yeah, but it was double the sins that you'd planned in, wasn't it? So really kind of knowing, is this the sins for a tablespoon or is this the sins for the actual portion I'm having? And also, plan it in. If there's something you'd really, really love, like you and I like a dessert.
Yeah.
Okay. You want a dessert? Have the dessert. But how can you factor that in? That's going to mean looking at your main meal, really making sure that that is food optimized. And maybe little tweaks, like, you know, if you're going to go for a dessert, a scoop of ice cream is much lower sins than 100 mils of cream. So 100 mils of double cream is 22 sins.
So hang on, rewind that. So a scoop of ice cream...
Yeah, is lower sins than the cream.
Wow.
Because the cream is just pure fat, isn't it? So, you know, if you were going to go for some
desserts... What, and the ice cream is ice?
Yeah.
Water?
No, but the ice cream will have not just cream in it.
Yes. Tenuous.
Air. Yeah, but knowing that actually a sorbet is going to be lower sins than an ice cream. So actually, can you really enjoy something, but, you know, be savvy with the sins, like going for things where you can use up those healthy extras, you know? So we were talking about really, really thinking before you go, really thinking about what you want to eat as well. because do you remember? I remember this episode so clearly. We did one on birthdays.
Yeah.
And how we'd spent so many years thinking birthdays were about food, cake and alcohol.
Yeah, it's like a hall pass.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's the right phrase.
And that's what a lot of people think about eating out, actually. Do you remember the food you ate when you went out with a friend 3 weeks ago? No, I remember the company.
Yeah.
So actually, if I am sticking to my plan because I want to lose weight, it's not going to detract. What it's going to do is mean tomorrow I remember the great time I had with my friends and I remember I stayed in control.
Mm.
You know, and I, you know, to some who are listening, that people might think, oh God, that's boring. But actually, I want to lose weight and that's not boring. That doesn't feel boring. That feels good.
Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it? Because I kind of feel like, there's a part of me, I think, that if I went out and I ate salad for lunch and maybe a few, just a few chips, I share a portion of chips with Matt, but and I leave the dessert and I have a black coffee, there's a part of me that might be like, oh, you kind of cheated yourself, like, it's all right.
What did you cheat yourself with?
Oh, it's all right, but it's not really that exciting. Okay. What I really wanted was the pizza, the cake, the ice cream, the Knickerbocker glory, yeah. The... You know.
But then thinking about how you want to feel on the scales when you get to group.
Yeah.
Because actually, that feeling of going, Claire, you've lost 2 pounds this week, goes, okay, that black coffee and a few chips was worth it.
Yeah.
And it's remembering that we are a very hedonistic society, so we want instant gratification.
Yeah.
And we've learned, with our food, I can have what I want when I want.
Yeah, it's very true. Whereas, especially now you can get it delivered within, like, 10 minutes.
Exactly. And it's remembering, actually, my choice that I'm making right now is to lose weight. And to lose weight... Do you know what? You've got to give stuff up. It's not to say you couldn't have a beautiful meal.
Yeah.
You just can't have three courses with lashings of butter.
I suppose also it's kind of separating like food as fuel and food as comfort.
Yeah.
Or treat. So like if I think about food as fuel, what good is a pizza, chips, ice cream, Knickerbocker glory? What is that really fueling me?
You're not going to want to go to the gym after that, are you?
No.
And it's people say, but I'm paying for it, I should have it. But equally, I say to members, you're paying to come to group. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And it's that I want it, therefore I should have it. And as slimmers, that is a real thing that we have to retrain ourselves with. Do you know what? Actually, I can choose something on here that's going to fill me up, that's going to taste beautiful. No one is saying you're going to a restaurant and you're going to have to eat, you know what, a piece of bald salad with some new potatoes. We are talking about tasty food here.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? But I think we look at it as, I can't have what I want, therefore I'm going to rebel. Well, actually,
I just can't stop sometimes. You know, like when this idea about stopping when you're full, I find really difficult.
Do you?
Yeah, because you know, some people will go to, I don't know, say they'll go to that the famous sausage roll chain over there, right? Mm. And they will just buy, I don't know, a fake bacon sausage roll, for instance, and they'll have half the sausage roll and they'll be like, I'm all right, actually. Mm. I'll just save that for later.
Mm.
I feel like I'm that kind of person. I'm like, no, quick, I've just got to eat it now, because I don't want to see the wrapper, and you know,
that's the shame and guilt we hold. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, it really is. Which you watch,
or I'll eat it before I get home. You know, some people will take it home, put it on a plate,
get a fork out.
Yeah, you know, takeaways or chip bags of chips. How many times do you find yourself in the car eating it before you get home? Because then you don't have to take it. It's not sat in your bin, in your recycle bin, reminding you of that pizza that you've had or that bag of chips that you've had. It's almost like, well, if I eat it in my car and bin it in the bin on the high street, then I can't feel the guilt anymore.
Or thinking about things that you can factor in. So like, you know, actually, if you do want, say, pizza... it was my little girl's birthday a few weeks ago. She wanted pizza. So I had 2 slices of the pizza, counted the sins, but I had a big salad and Slimmer Roll chips with it. So I'd still taken part.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel like I was the one left out. But I think it's really important to remember, it's your choice.
Yeah.
And the worst thing that I can ever feel as a slimmer is that I'm working backwards, so that I ate all of that and now I've got to do something restrictive to lose the weight. I don't want that for any slimmer. This is about saying, actually, I went out at a lovely time. It's within my plan. Actually, I can do that. And that is a really liberating thing. That's taken me a long time to get to. Like, because before I'd be like, well, I'm going out, therefore I deserve it.
Mm.
And, you know, you used to do it after long days at work on the road, get to your hotel and think, well, I deserve room service and I deserve the pudding. Actually, did it make you feel any better? No, you were even more knackered. You know, it's that kind of noticing what you're doing with food, and also noticing that these restaurants are going to want to pull us in with offers. They're going to want to give us things.
I was going to say,
so, you know,
the offers, really, or the meal deal, and you think, well, actually, I don't want the cookie to go with the salad that I've just bought. I don't need the drink to go with it, but because it's a meal deal and, oh, it's only an extra quid, I may as well.
Totally.
Actually, buying consciously and intentionally what it is that you want and need. Yeah.
And that's why I would always recommend anyone that is on a weight loss journey to plan your sins and plan your food for the day before you get out of bed, okay? And listen, I know that things crop up, you know, I'm a busy mum and I know how sometimes, like today I haven't planned, but I knew I could swerve into a local supermarket, grab a salad and stay protected. So it's having that armoury, and that's what your group's there for, that's what all the resources that you've got. I mean, on the Slimming World website are high street restaurants that are listed with all the sins, what's the good things, what's the things that may cost you higher sins, and you know, formulating a plan. Also, a thing that I've had to do a lot of work on was visualization of when I was out. And this really happened when I was a drinker more than eating out, but, you know, changing the way I drank, because I drank a lot of wine, and wine, I was never going to be able to lose weight and drink wine, but I could lose weight and drink gin. But I had to change the setup of how I ordered and focusing on those changes. So remember, it's going to be something you're going to have to work at as well. This doesn't come overnight, but also if you've got a lovely celebration or something that you're wanting to work towards, maybe also knowing that, you know, this week my plan is to maintain my weight. I think we've got to be really realistic about that. If you want to enjoy these things and you really want to have them, then it's being honest about, I might not be able to lose weight this week if I have it, but that's cool.
Yeah,
you know, I am not about pressure. And I think as slimmers, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be perfect, and then we blow out of the corset, don't we? And that's when we end up with the knicker block of glory, the pizza, the chips, the full-fat drink, don't we? So,
you know what? It's not those things that I think ultimately cost me. They're kind of like one-day events.
Yeah.
You don't do those every day, or hopefully not. It's the little things that I pick up along the way. When I go to buy the newspaper, I also pick up a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Then I go to the coffee shop and I say, oh, go on, I'll have that flapjack as well. It's all those little things, and those are the type of things that sometimes you forget to put on your food diary.
Yeah, the inconsequentials.
And then when you kind of lay, you imagine it like, you know, that those TV shows where the people walked into the room and on the table in front of them was everything they've eaten that week.
Oh my
God. You're like, oh, I totally forgot that I even, did I eat that much? Oh my goodness. Like, I think if I put coffees on the table, I would be horrified.
I had this moment at 11:54 the other night. The only reason I know is because I looked at my watch as it happened. I was lying in bed thinking, yes, 12 sins today, 12 sins. Brilliant, Anna, well done, you've done it. And then I went, oh, and I swore, and I looked at my watch and I was like, the croissant, Daisy's croissant. She didn't want 29 sins of croissant. Yeah, so I totally get what you mean.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? But those little things, being conscious. I think you've talked about this before, and it's something that has kind of stuck with me, this idea about, not gouging and feeling the shame and the guilt afterwards, but actually consciously planning, being intentional and enjoying your food, which is, you know, the phrase that I use often at the end of this podcast. And there is something quite powerful when you go through a whole week, you've used all of your healthy extras, you've, you know, used all your sins, you've had meals that you've looked forward to, you've eaten in, you've eaten out,
you've had the joy of food optimizing.
There's something like when you really truly have a week that you do that, it's very powerful.
And I think,
and then you step on the scales and you lose weight, you're like,
no way,
this thing works.
But it's that notion that as slimmers, we take the plan and we pick it apart, and we try and do the thing that is going to give us the most joy, be the easiest, and we think it's going to give us the best weight loss. But actually, what I know and what I've learned from my members over all these years is when you do a week like you're talking about, that's when it's fun, that's when it's satisfying, and that's when you get the weight loss. So if you are there picking your own version of the plan, like Clara and I have done many a time, actually thinking about it in a different way. I want to lose weight this week, and I have the power of free food, and I can use that if I'm eating out, and I can use that if I'm eating in. And actually, it's that liberating feeling of, I could do this.
Yeah.
You really can. It just might take some planning.
Yeah. Yep.
So I hope that helps.
I mean, it definitely, I think just to know that it's an option.
Yeah.
And that it's possible.
100%
And that
possible.
There are people already doing this. It's not like a new thing that's just been invented. This has been going on for quite a while.
52 years, yeah. And I think it's also knowing that it's not meant to be punishment. Like, I love, my favourite meal if I'm going out and it's not a posh restaurant, jacket potato, baked beans and cheese, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Now, to me, I actually really, would really look
some
forward to
that. Some people have complained, haven't they?
And yeah, that, do you remember that?
Yeah, a lady complained saying, oh, what a boring choice.
Actually,
I thought the swimming world was all about, you know, mixing up. But if that's what you love.
Yeah, and it's saying, actually, that's safe for me. And yeah, I'm really satisfied. I know I'll be full. But, you know, it's finding your thing. So it may be like you knew that this was a brilliant place you could get to and you could stay safe.
I love this because it's got these things called Buddha boxes.
They're so
and
clever.
So there are like about 20 different choices yeah. on the menu. And you can, so I don't have to have the same thing every time. It's not like I'm just ordering, can I get a chicken salad? And,
yeah. I'd be worried if you ordered a chicken salad right now.
No, I've ordered a tofu couscous salad.
But you knew.
And the only thing I've got to sin on that is like the sweet chilli sauce.
Which is going
to
be really low.
And it's full of speed and it's full of greens. And I can mix it up. Sometimes I have like the lentils. Other times I have the sweet potato. And
nice.
And it just keeps it fresh. And I know it's there on the high street.
Yeah, exactly. So you knew today, actually, this is a safe port of call. Whereas I can see over there a sandwich shop that does an amazing salad that I know I could go in there and be free. So actually, it's knowing those places, you know. But whereas I know that if I went into that high street coffee shop, potentially I could cost myself about 54 sins.
Mm.
You know, the safest place for us to go is that card shop. Can't eat any sins in there.
Yeah, just eat paper.
Yeah, it's fine. No, we're not condoning that before we get started.
Yeah, so I hope that helps. I mean, I'd be really interested to hear like other people's kind of strategies.
Yeah, totally. Because I think, you know, it's like what you get in Greek, knowing that some of my members will know the high street better than I do and say, actually, that's a really good place, that's a good place. And they'll do this on the menu, or actually, stay clear of that one because he tells you it's boiled rice, but then he pours olive oil over the top. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why group is so powerful as well in terms of eating out locally for you, because they'll know all the hot spots.
I suppose also, sometimes you can make the best choices that you can, but then when it gets ordered, when it comes to your table, you're like, oh, like, do you remember when we did an episode where we recorded in the pub?
And your veg.
And I ordered roasted veg and it was dripping in oil, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think what that taught me was really being savvy and saying, what's in here?
Yeah, asking.
Because, yeah.
Having the confidence.
Because we looked at it through Slimming World eyes, didn't we? And we're like, it's roasted veg, it's done in a low-cal spray.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. No. So, yeah, I think it is, you know, knowing that you've got a lot of resources you can use as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, share us what you're eating, what you're doing, your tactics, your strategies. Consultants, we'd love to hear how are you sharing your ideas with members so we can pack next month's listeners' questions, comments with some more thoughts. And come see us. We'll take a picture of where we're recording today, because I think I'm amazed that no one's come over and interrupted us.
But if you could see us, like the way we're positioned for our microphones, I'm literally lying on a bench. I can't feel my buttock.
I mean, people have been opening like shop doors behind us, looking at
dogs,
us,
crying kids.
Yeah, I'm amazed that one stopped.
There was three of us. Oh, hang on. There was three, those three people before that turned around. I think they thought we were on TV.
No, we're not that glamorous.
Thank God.
I've still not brushed my hair. Anyway, have a great week. We're at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram. We are slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening.
Have fun out. Bye.